Here on the magazine, our guest right now is Mark Pentecost. He has a new book that evokes major life transformation and sharing secrets for true success. And who doesn't want that? So, Mark, thanks for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Oh, my privilege. Excited about the launch of the book today.
Well, tell me a little bit, what is your key message in this book?
Well, life of your dreams. I meet so many people that will say, Mark, how did you do what you've done? I was a math teacher, basketball coach for 16 years, but I always felt like there was more. There was inside me something saying, you know, there's more out there. I had these dreams. And so I realized a lot of people today, they're stuck. You know, they don't know how to get unstuck, or maybe they quit dreaming and didn't even realize it because life just gets so busy. And so I wanted to help people get unstuck. I wanted them to realize the American dream is alive and well. And, you know, to go from teacher coach to where we are today has been an amazing journey. And I felt like, you know, it's not theory. These are the things I did that really helped me become successful. So the book, Life of Your Dreams, it's on Amazon today. It really has 7 steps that I think will help people in their journey.
Well, you talk about your own journey. I don't want to give away the whole book, but what would you say are some of the pivotal moments that helped you that you think other people can help, especially by reading this book?
Great question. I think number one is get in the game. I mean, I use a lot of sports because I am a coach, was a coach. And, you know, so many people are sitting up in the stands and watching someone else's dreams go on, or maybe they're helping build someone else's. And I say, the first step is get in the game. You know, get down on, what's your dream? What is, you know, I didn't dream where I am today. We just wanted more cash than bills at the end of the month. Our first dream, which was big to us, was an extra $500. And as we accomplished that, I started thinking, what if I could be full-time and be my own boss and control my own clock, you know, getting up in the morning. And so the dream started getting larger. And I tell people, dream is like a muscle. The more you use it, the bigger it gets. And so number one is get in the game. Number two is, what is it that you want? I say it and see it in the book. I tell people, the dream you'll be most proud is the one you're afraid to say out loud. And I think sometimes we're afraid of that. I moved our company. We started a company in Michigan. And then as it was growing, we moved it to Florida. And people said, Mark, you'll lose, you know, a lot of your key people. They won't move. We moved 25 families from Michigan to Florida. And now today, we're in 21 countries, over $1 billion in sales. And so, again, it was getting started. It was having a dream and saying it. And then probably one of the most important steps was to live on the offense. You know, if you just take what life gives you, it just seems like you'll get one step ahead and the car makes a funny noise. You get one step ahead and now they're cutting back at the office. And so I wanted to live on the offense. And I'll tell my kids, I'll say, you know, when you play prevent defense in life, the other team always scores. When you're on the offense and you score, you get through the end zone dance. In life, I want to do the end zone dance. I want to celebrate because we know our target and where we're going, and we have a plan. And in that is also the word risk, because so many people hear risk and they're afraid of it. There's good risk and bad risk. I tell people, calculate. I had to set a budget up on what did I need to be doing to walk away from my job of 16 years. What was it to accomplish that? And then I would tell them, those of you who are afraid of that word, the biggest risk of all is doing nothing. And so I think knowing that, surround yourself with the right people. I've seen so many times where someone's excited about a dream. They're excited what they're doing, and a dream killer squashes it. What's a dream killer? It's someone that's negative, never done it, and negative. And whereas a dream giver is someone that's done it and positive. So important to have your starting five. Surround yourself with people that are going to support your dream. And those really are the main points to get someone unstuck and started on your best dream life.
And I'm afraid we've just about run out of time, but hopefully a lot of good information shared and a lot more in the book. It is Life of Your Dreams, and the author is Mark Pentecost, the book available on Amazon and where you buy books. Mark, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.